It's been 5 weeks since London's Grenfell Tower disaster, and slowly the extent of the problem with flammable cladding on buildings in Australia is becoming clearer. The Queensland Government has confirmed cladding on Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital is combustible. The Prime Minister ordered a national investigation after the Grenfell disaster, and a Senate inquiry has been hearing concerns about safety standards in buildings across the country. Labor Senator Kim Carr is taking part in that inquiry. He's also the Shadow Minister for Innovation, Industry, Science and Research. Senator Carr, good morning.
Morning.
A couple of weeks ago, the Assistant Minister for Industry, Craig Laundy, told AM that authorities had no idea how many buildings in Australia have been fitted with dangerous flammable cladding. Has this Senate inquiry shed any light on the scale of the problem?
It's quite clear. The evidence presented to the committee is that there are thousands of buildings across Australia which are unsafe and have been so for some time. It's quite clear that we have had a legacy of privatisation, of deregulation, of globalisation, which has left us with a legacy of unsafe buildings right across the Commonwealth.
States and territories, and in many cases local councils, are all doing audits though, so doesn't that show that the system is working?
No, it doesn't. What it shows is the system is not working. What we are seeing is that there has been widespread certification fraud. We are seeing the counterfeiting of products. We are seeing the failures in the regulatory regime in terms of certification of work. We're seeing that people are not qualified to undertake certification are undertaking. We're seeing buildings that are certified to be fit for purpose are not fit for purpose. We're seeing a failure in the regulatory regime across this country. We're not anymore seeing a proposition of black law to regulation. What we're seeing is a widespread abuse of the arrangements put in place. There are so many loopholes in our arrangements, our building codes across the country, that you could drive a squadron of bulldozers through them.
So when you're talking about fraudulent certification of both building products and buildings themselves, who's doing that?
Well, we're getting crooks and fly-by-night operators. We're getting enormous pressure being placed on builders as a result of the cost-cutting culture and the culture of working on the assumption that no one is watching, that there is no one responsible, that there's a buck-passing regime in place, that there is always going to be an opportunity to duck one's responsibility. It means, of course, that in the end, we have a situation where we're just waiting for a disaster, just waiting for one to fall on us as a result of the failure of the political system in this country to deal with the consequences of deregulation and what we're seeing with the privatisation of fundamental public safety issues.
In many cases, it's councils or it's state authorities, sometimes, you know, fire authorities themselves that are doing that certification.
And the national government. Don't leave them out.
So are you saying that there should be, a national certification scheme or some sort of...
Absolutely. We have to break this deadlock. There's always an excuse for someone else to be have the finger pointed at them. What we're finding is that the licensing regime has fallen to pieces. We're seeing the training regimes falling to pieces. We're seeing that there's always someone else that you can draw attention to rather than take responsibility. So we have a building code at a national level. Then we have 8 separate building acts across the country. And, of course, no one is be able to be held responsible in those circumstances. Now, the consumers of the buildings, the tenants, are left in the lurch. We're seeing that builders are able to get away with quite extraordinary action, that reputable employers and reputable builders have their businesses undermined, that workers are put in jeopardy.
So has anyone ever been prosecuted for fraudulently certifying a building?
It would appear not. It would appear that there have been very little action taken despite the acknowledgement by public officials that this is a widespread practice, very little action taken about the importation of bodgy equipment, of counterfeit equipment, very little action taken across this country.
So what action are you proposing? What action are you proposing to close those loopholes?
We need to stop these bodgy products at the border. That's not a bad place to start.
So you want an import ban?
Well, we'll need to have a look at that very seriously, particularly when it comes to dangerous goods, these aluminium cladding, which everyone now acknowledges is not fit for purpose and is unnecessary. And what we're finding, thousands of buildings across this country are covered in this stuff. And, you know, it saves $4, $4 a square metre. How can we possibly justify this type of greed in such a miserable amount of money when there's so much public safety put at risk?
Senator Carr, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you very much.